You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Erev Pesach, Shechalios Nishabas. So, what are the issues? So the Gemara talks about when you burn the chametz, when you get rid of the chametz, more correctly. Right? That's not so difficult. What we're going to talk about is what the Gemara doesn't talk about is Shal Shudas. Right? That's important to us, right? What do you do, Shal Shudas? Most of us probably, I imagine. What? No, I'm saying let's forget about what we have to do. That already, we're going from the beginning. Usually, Shal Shudas, you eat bread, most of us, right? Most of us. And what the issues are. So first we'll start with this Gemara. Now, what is matzah? What is matzah? David, what's matzah?
Unleavened bread.
Unleavened bread. What does that mean? Meaning it could rise. That means it has to be something that could be chametz, right? And you stopped it from being chametz, right? Which is the five minim, five grains. You know, it's not rice, not millet, even though it's a Madama Gemara. And we shame to say that Shalmit says that they tested it and they saw that these are the things that bring to Dechimitz. Okay, now we have another Gemara like this. The Gemara Psochem Lamed Hei Yom Beis. Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, again, we'll have a printed next week in Mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol Yoitze Adam Yidech Vasa Betevel. Right, the Gemara goes to Betevel. In other words, grains that were not taken off, trumas or maisus. Right? Whether truma, whether maisus, whether trumas, maisus, whatever it is, maisurishan, maisusheni. So I would think you yaitza with it, even though it's an issa, but still, I would think you yaitza. So, Talmud Loim, Allah seichel of chametz, shivis yamim teichel of matzah. Es she is, mishi isur mishum bal teichel. In other words, this grain you can't eat because it's tevel. So you have to have something which, if you would let it become chametz, meaning like David said, leavened, become chametz, then it would have a din of chametz. But this would not have a din of chametz. Why would it not have a din of chametz? Because since it's tevel, right, since it's tevel, the issa chametz, we know there's a klal called ein issa chalal issa, meaning that the Gemara, like for instance, let's use the example so we understand. When you get married, so you're zechut to have a mother-in-law, right? That mother-in-law is one of the issa arayas, right? What? I'm always like, right, that's what it's called. So, the din is that there's a chiyuv mitzvah, right, for whatever. But if, usually, not necessarily, but usually she's married. So she's already an eishes ish. So the issa chamoisa is not chal and the issa eishes ish. Right? However, what if it's the opposite? What if she's not a nation's fish, she's chamoisai, and then she's a lolainu and nomana, and she gets married after you're married to her. So now she becomes an eishes ish. That's called isser toilo, meaning that the isser of eishes ish is not only pertaining to you, it pertains to the rest of the world. So since that isser of eishes ish was chal on her for the rest of the world, it's chal for you too. And therefore, he would be if he was by the Bishag, he'd be chayv two karbanos. So whatever the nafkaminas would be in Ein Issachal Issa. That's what's called Issachal. So now, over here, what would you say? You have this chametz, this leaven, and you're saying that the Issachal chametz would not be chal on tev. Is that Ein Issachal Issa or is that Issachal? What he's saying is that the issa of chametz, right, On what is it chal? On this piece, right? The iser of iser of tefel. I'm saying it's on this piece, right? Now you have iser chametz. The iser chametz is chal on this piece, on this piece, on this piece, and also on this piece. So that's what he called mice of koil. Leave right now the difference mice of koil. But in other words, the iser has a makom to be chal. Now, Be'emes, you can ask is who says? Who says that that moment there's other pieces that it's chal on? That's a different question, which we're not going to deal with this. But the Gemara says it should be chal. Okay. So why are you telling me that this doesn't have the iser chametz? The iser chametz will be chal on tevel. This piece is tevel. But now the iser chametz chal on this, on that, on this, and on this. So Gemara says, right, this is going to quote to Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon hold? Rav Shimon holds if you eat nevela on Yom Kippurim. So let's take nevela, right? You have an iser nevela. So let's talk about nevela that was nevela before Yom Kippur. Okay? You can't eat before Yom Kippur. Now comes Yom Kippur. If a person eats this nevela on Yom Kippur, so l'chayre is not over for Yom Kippur because ein iser, the iser of Yom Kippur is not chal on nevela. Right? However, right, we hold not that way. We hold where? The iser Yom Kippur is chal on tomatoes, potatoes, bread, this, that. Migui, since it's chal on the other ones, it's chal on this also. But Rav Shimon holds no. Ein iser chal iser. Doesn't matter if it's mice or koil, whatever we call it, it's not chal. So this brisa that says that you're not yotze with matzah shel tevel is going quote Rav Shimon who holds ein iser chal iser. But we, according to us, what if a person would eat matzah shel tevel? So matzah shel tevel, he would be yotze because the iser chametz is chal on it. That's what it comes out from this gemara. Okay.
What?
What?
The
what?
During
the
mitzvah,
you'll be there of Yitzhak. The what?
During the mitzvah of
matzah,
and you'll be there of
Yitzhak. What do you say? The flamid in sukkah is the sugya of mitzvah baba veira. Right? That's where the case I got this false mitzvah baba veira. What's the case of mitzvah baba veira? A person steals a lulav and he uses it. It's a mitzvah of Avera. So, Taisus, it says, Miu Tema, the end of Taisus, Daflamed, Dibamaf Nishum, Miu Tema, Perakol Shah, the Tanya, Ein Yoitzi Yadei Matzah Betevel. You're not Yoitzi Matzah Betevel. The Dorish Le Mikra. In fact, Taisus, Tepak Le Nishum Mitzvah of Avera. The Ka'achli Surva Nafikadei Matzah. What in your pasuk for that if you eat matzah shel tevel, that's not good matzah. It's mitzvah baba vera anyway. But so there, the achrenim go into this mitzvah baba vera, the raisa, the rabbanon from Tosfos Kasha, it's vice versa. The raisa, there's a Tosfos in Daf Tes, it's the rabbanon. But that's the question. Tosfos question seems to be a good question, a raya, because Tosfos asks it. Okay. The only thing is, I didn't understand Tosfos. And the Shakas, I didn't understand Tosis. Why? What is Pesach asking? Tosis. What is Tosis asking? That this matzah of Tevel is also to eat. Therefore, what's the din? Mitzvah baba veira. So I want to ask you a question like this. Let's say a person has to go ahead and do yibum, right? Midraisa, talk about midraisa. And the woman is a mamzeris, right? It can't be by a mamzeris. Is he allowed to do yibum with this woman? The rice. Yes, why? What do we call that in Hebrew? That's a defalosis. Your father was at the chasm last week? No, it's too hot. No, it's too difficult for him to come. So anyway, you hear? So right? In this case, what if a person only has a kazayas of matzah made out of tevel? Well, What would you say, Princess? In other words, what I'm asking you is, when do you say Esa Decha, and when do you say Mitzvah Baba Vega? What's the answer? No. What? What? No, no, Aveira. Aveira is Aveira. Let's not make. No, let's talk about the Lois Sasser. Terrible as I said. What's the difference?
It's got to be Be'idna and it's got to be Efshalakayim, Efshalakayim.
Right, they're both at the same time.
And it has to be Efshalakayim Shnayim. So here it would be that case.
Efshalakayim Shnayim, what do you mean by that?
You couldn't do both. In other words, you have no other brera to get it done. But to eat it, if you want to be Mekayim this mitzvah.
Wait, say it a little clearer.
If you want to get the mitzvah of matzah, and there's no other time and no other matzah available.
That's no other time. No other.
There's no other echetimsa to get it done.
Is if that's the only situation that you have no other matzah, that's what the chalaisa said. If you have two pieces of matzah in front of you, one is tevel and one is not tevel, so what's the din? Then it's mitzvah baba vera. So what's Taisis? So frek the shak tzai, what's Taisis kasha? What do they need a pasuk for? What's the a person has in front of him only tevel, only matzah made out of tevel, right? Whatever, he can't be mafresh at the whatever. That's all. Maybe be shak tzai goes into that also. Why can't he be mafresh it? They'll have to take off a piece, give it. Then it's not his. It's stealing. Whatever. Well, let's forget about that nekuda. All he has is a piece of matzah of tevel. What's the din? What? It's not a question of mitzvah b'aveira. Yet is he yaitza? No, because it is possible. So what's Taisa's kasha? What's Pesach's kasha? We're talking about a person only has a mitzvah, a matzah of tevel, and since all he has is a kazayas of matzah of tevel, you would say Eser Dechel. And not again. Mitzvah b'aveira is a pshat that you could have done it not on your day of Vera. What do you have to take a stolen lulav? Take a different type of lulav. Take a lulav that's not stolen, right? So then it's a mitzvah about Vera. Shag Sai goes into that. That may be, therefore, just like you say, Ein Eser Deuchel, like you mentioned, I think, Lois Eser Shabakaris, Shag Sai Machalach Mitzvah B'day Shemayim too. But he goes through that. And he says depends on the type of tevel. He brings rise from the Rambam that it depends on the type of tevel. There's a tevel that's only a lav. So, a good point, but he says not all tevel has misa b'dei shemayim. But everybody was just kind of, in other words, this is very simple. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm asking. The case of esed, of mitzvah b'avera is when you could do the mitzvah in a way where you don't have to do an avera. But the Gemara's talk about where there's no other way to do it. It's the only piece you have in front of you. And since that's the only piece you have in front of you, you would say Eser Deichel Eisester, the Mashwalan, it's not. Why? Because it's possible. It's not called Matzah. It's not good Matzah. It's the Shagas Sayyid Kasha. And we'll be dealing with that. And that we'll be, see how this leads us to Shashas. Okay? Okay, so. What? So the Gemara goes through that. The Gemara says, good point. That chalitza b'makam yibam ain't a mitzvah. Gemara asks that. You're right. It's all he's asking. Why do you have to fast for day chalitza? Let's say could do chalitza. Gemara says the ma'aser we don't do it because of gzeira bi rishayna to be shneir. But the ma'aser is it is asa day chalitza. Okay. Next is Mirza Shem will be reading first day of Sukkot Pesach. Sorry, Daftira is about Yeshua. The Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, and they brought the Korban Pesach, right? They brought the Korban Pesach, right? Anybody remember how many?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Which one? Well, and Pesach Midbar. What? I can hear you. First year they did. That text goes into the day after, then after. So I'll tell you a story that happened to me with Rabbi Aaron Schacht, the Zochei Avraham. So in Taisis, Taka goes through that. He says, why didn't they bring all 39 years? What? So either they were Raylim, the Gemara says, or what? What? So what? They couldn't mal. Or could the one number it's totally not so. So Tosfos says if it's totally because they're Raylim, what do you want from them? They're not supposed to. Why is it the Rashi in Chumash says, what Rashi says, one second, Rashi says, what David was mentioning, the first year they brought a Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach was only that year. Melamed Gnusan Shal Yisrael, Rashi in Chumash says, Shekol Arboim Shana Deu Midbar, Deu Makrav, only this one. Fractasis, what's the Gnus? That's what, you couldn't do whatever, but they were raining. So Tosfos basically says the pshat is why were they in the midbar so many years? Because they did the chet ha-meraglim. So it was a k'nai. And a k'nai, they couldn't do it. So Rabban told me that the moral explains that. The moral explains that the pshat is even if you're an onus on something, but sinish kan shein azach. It's still you're an onus. You can't do it. So how does it get to a Baron Shechter? A Baron Shechter came over to me once and said, I didn't see you second hello before I got married. So I was in Chaim Buller. And he says, you didn't, where were you? So in those days, shoes, you had to go to a store to buy, eh? And stores in Crown Heights were only open from 9 to 5. Actually, well, there was no such thing as buying shoes after 5. So I had no choice when I'm getting married. So I told Rosh Yeshiva, I had to buy shoes for my... And I had no other way. The Crown Heights. I don't drive. That's why I bought my shoes. And 9 to 5. So he says, I hear. It's still not a nice thing. You must say. And he told me this is my route. He says, even if you're an honest, it's still an honest. All right. But anyway. So the Gemara goes through the whole thing like this. There's Issa called Chadash. Let's explain Chadash first so we understand. You're not allowed to eat new grains. Right? What does that mean, you're allowed to eat new grains? That means any grain we don't have to talk about shlish, it's not again right now. The Gemara says that if it took root during now this year, so you can't eat it till the second day of Pesach when you bring a oimer, or according to us, till the second day of Pesach, and neither Chazal made a gzeira to wait till the end of the second day. Okay? And we're going now, let's not be confused, we're going now that Chodesh is not even a chutzlat. So we'll leave that, the whole shiloh, if we're makpid, we're not makpid, right? Most of us are same on the bar, that if we would be makpid on it, we wouldn't have beer to drink. This is important to the rats. But anyway, I could pawn him like this.
Yes.
So the Isurim, Dinim of Eretz Yisrael, Trumas, Maises, all these only started after, well, now you could say, news, how many years? 14 years. I knew you would answer. 14 years. Right, well, 1 second. But Chadash started right away. Right? The Gemara learns out that as soon as they came to Esau. So now they came into Israel a few days before Pesach. So that means that all grains were usher to them. And since all grains were usher to them, and it's not mutter till the 16th, that means they couldn't eat matzah. All matzah was chodesh that night. So Yerushalmi says they taka didn't eat matzah. Right? They didn't eat matzah. They ate mum. What do you mean, what they do for the matzah? They ate matzah, okay. You tell me. No. Let me ask you, why this year? So you can't eat, if you buy matzah, you'll see on the box it says it's not Chodesh, it's Yashin. When is it from? And what happened the previous year? It was matter it. But there was no such issa yet. So that year, Yerushalmi asks it. Yerushalmi says, since they came that year, Chodesh from 100 years ago is asa. Because you never had a heter called the issa Chodesh started then. It's not chal on the grains of this year. It's grains before this. So any grain was also, even if it's 100 years old. You remember the Debrecina? When they made a whole thing, when they started a whole thing with Chadash from America, so I called him up once. I don't know if it's true anymore. He said, the ganze flour from America is Yushin Lushin. They used to give away to the Russians so much. Yeah, you knew that? Flour. They had so much flour that there was years and years. But then it's like, the Yishami Tzon says, what about the Ishtaka? It doesn't matter because the Issach started as soon as they crossed the Yarden. So they couldn't eat matzah, Yishami says. So Tosfos brings Yishami. The Yishami Maksha. Lama lo achlu matzah. Mechadish. Yava ese de be'erev teichlu matzahs. V'yit chaloi sase de chadish. Yishami says, why did they say? Ese de chaloi sase. The ese of matzah should be deicha the lav of chadish. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. Okay, kasha. Tosfos brings Yerushalmi's terrors, and for some reason, Tosfos has his own terrors. Yerushalmi says that Yerushalmi holds that you can't, essay, which is before Matan Torah, like Matzah, can't be Deicha Lav, which is after Matan Torah, which is not clear why. Okay, Tosfos says, you're right, but they made a gzeira. What was the gzeira? Just like the Gemara says, be a Rishayna to be a Shliya. So you're afraid if you eat one kazayis matzah, you might come to eat the second kazayis matzah. Okay, that's Yerushalmi. But whatever it is, that was the Gemara's kasha. Frek the makna, Chacham Sofer's Rebbe. I don't know if most of you don't daven. Anybody daven here during the first minyan? I'm talking about the late minyan Sunday. No. So there's a yid that comes around, and he's a little, chubbyish. I don't know if you notice him. He's a very fine yid. He always takes my sheets that for Shabbos, and he loves to. He knows a lot of interesting things, beautiful things. I knew it, but he said, he said the machnet, our flow was the Chacham Sofer's Rebbe. So, there's a Gemara that if you take a torch and whiten a knife, right? In other words, you make it very hot. So when the shechita is not a good shechita. The shechita is a good shechita. Why? Because you're afraid. Maybe when something is very hot, if you take hair and you put it near something hot, it'll burn. Right? Right, but it'll also get burnt from the heat. So the question is, when you shech, does it shech this a knife that's heated up, that's libuna, you malab and you whiten it? I don't know what you call it in English. What? So.
Red hot.
Yeah, red hot, white hot, whatever. The Gemara calls it libuna. So does it burn the simanim? Or does it cut the simanim? So the Gemara says in Shabbat and in Chulin, Amar Abzeira, it's kosher chiduda hoidim lelibuna. That it's the cutting, the shrine. You do it so quick, the shrine does it quick, it's before it burns the simanim. So the Chacham Sofer says that he was by his Rebbe, the Makna, the Fla, on Purim, and he told him, how did Rabbi Zeira notice? How do you notice? He says, come Rabbi B'shachter of Zeira. Rav shechted Rav Zeira. He says he shechted him with a hot knife, and he was Mechayim Mesim, and he knew. He felt it. He felt the sharpness before it burnt him. So that's what he says. He told him on Purim. But anyway, that's the Makna. So the Makna is Chacham Sofer's Rebbe. So the Velt says, he heard that the Rebbe Ben Shmelka Dickersburg. So he was his brother. So there's a whole big machloikus if he was a chassid. They say he was a chassid, the Afla Be'etzim. But his son was a misnagid. Right? So they say, I don't know how true it is, but in the Sefer, a lot of times he brings the Magid Mishnah. So he says, Kosova Rav Magid. And his son thought he meant to measure it such a Magid. And he took it out. I don't know if it's true. His son was a big tamachal. It'd be hard to imagine. He told him to measure it's a Magid. What? They say he saw the word Magid, he took it out. Anyway, check the Magid like this. He said, one second. You have this Chodesh, right? It's also because of Chodesh as soon as they walked in, right? They walked in on the 13th, right? Now, what became Chodesh? So David asked correctly, what about last year? So Yerushalmi says, everything became Chodesh. So now, is the Issa Chametz Chal on that? Here, even if you don't hold not like Reb Shimon, there's no makom for the Issur Chametz Bichal. Every grain in the world was Chadash. So now Chametz will never be Chal. This drasha, even though the Gemara says that Gabe Tevel, the Gabe Reb Shimon, that's because you have other things that are not Tevel. But that year, everything was Chadash. Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael, Shal Goyim, you go through that. Even Shal Goyim is called Chadash. Therefore, there's no makom from Chametz Michal. It's not good Chametz. It's not good Matzah. You can't eat it. What's the kash? You should be yoitz over here. Over here, you don't have a question as to Dechel, I said. It's zucha not good. It's a merhidika kash. Brings it, I think, Makshin Oilam. He brings such a kash. There's other kashes too. Well, when I print, it'll be much easier to say. We want to get to Shal Shudas. Okay. Just quickly. What? Who? It was going to help. Everything is Ashtar. Good, but again, that's what David asked, and we said that the Chodesh was Chal on that too. It doesn't help. Yes, as soon as they went into Yitzhol, all the grains they had became Chodesh. So let's start in, this seems to be totally unrelated, but we'll see how we relate it next week. Erev Pesach, Harvi Pesach, Samach Mincha, Lo Yoichol, Adam Shetach, right? Gemara Zashara means Chatzois, it means Mincha Tana, but we come out Mincha Tana, which means on the 6th to 6th day, 3 o'clock, I guess now would mean around 4 o'clock. Or whatever, we'll see the time. A half hour before Mincha Tana, about 4 o'clock, you can't eat. Fractis is the following kasha. Fractis is... in time out. I'm saying it's a different kasha. Fractis in time out. What does it mean you can't eat? What can't you eat in the afternoon? Tell me, after 4 o'clock, you're not allowed to eat. Right? So, I remember when I grew up, we ate borscht and potatoes, Erev Pesach, right? That's what you did. I don't know what the minute came from exactly, but that's it. So eat matzah. If it's matzah, you can't eat even earlier, because Yerushalmi says that you're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. It doesn't say clear in places for when that is it starts. But whatever it is, it's for sure in the afternoon. When chametz starts, that's when matzah. And you is called eating matzah under Rishon, even though it's Yerushalmi, all the Rishonim seem to agree with it. Chametz, Yizicha can't eat, right? We paskin. Chametz is also in the afternoon, which we'll discuss another time why. And minei targima, food, fish, meat, and so forth, you're allowed to eat. So what are you not allowed to eat, fractisis? Zoktisis, vimine targima, the Gemara says you're allowed to. Yeshloima matzah ashira. You're not allowed to eat matzah ashira after 4 o'clock, right? After, let's go 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, you can't eat matzah ashira, meaning it's not chametz. Again, we are, everyone here is an Ashkenazi. We don't eat matzah ashira, the whole Pesach, not all of it. That's different. We're not dealing with that yet. We're dealing that with Ikra Din. Ikra Din, you can eat matzah ashira, the whole Pesach. We don't. Nobody should make a mistake. Okay, so Tosfos says that what you could eat matzah shira till 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you can't eat matzah shira. Why? Because matzah shira is not chametz, but it's not chametz, but it's not matzah. Why? Because the Gemara says you're not yoitza with matzah shira. What's matzah shira? I'm sorry. What's matzah shira? Matzah shira means basically, what we paskin is instead of using water, you use fruit juice. If you look, what they used to call egg matzahs. If you look, in the old days, they were talking egg matzahs. Nowadays, it's made with grape juice, I believe, right? Grape juice. Maybe, see, it tastes different. It's not, okay. So that satiates a person, takes away his appetite, fills him up like bread. Right, not that he's great, but it does, right? And like if you ever eat bagels with we made a Malam Malka Yeshiva, I think that's what the fella did over there. Not too happy with it, but you're allowed to eat it. The Ayin would be Matzah Shiva. The law also be shami matzah haruya latzes bachavase. You can eat it till 3 o'clock. You can eat it. After 3 o'clock, you can't eat matzah shir. Okay. Av matzah shir shay etzmo b'chein oyon noyeg rabbeinu tam. That was the min. What do you mean? That was the minig rabbeinu tam. Zok to rishayim shaper of pesach shachal yashavus. That's what he ate for shal shudas. Let's explain that. Shal shudas a chatchila is supposed to be according to the times of davening, even though we don't really make a shachris usually during the winter, especially. By the time we have a kiddush with a shul, we're eating it after. But you're supposed to really eat at night a suda, in the morning a suda, meaning before chatzis, and then in the afternoon. Okay, but you don't eat shal shudas till the afternoon. The memela, you can't eat matzah shira after 3 o'clock because of the din. You're not supposed to fill yourself up, but you could eat it. And in before 3 o'clock, so before 3 o'clock, no problem. And if you look in Shulchan, basically, or Chaim Gimel, if it's the regular, yeah. If it's only three volumes, right? Yeah. Okay, thank you. You look at Tov Mem Dalet, the Mechaber. Because so in these, I have put us in the space of days. Yeah. Sorry. Let's read Shulchan Aruch. Bays, after. That was Gimel. That's not, they just split it over there. They put it together with Hilchos Shabbos. You see, it's like that. Okay. It usually doesn't come that way. And Simon Tov Mem Dalet. And Tov Mem Dalet. Tifaluf, yes. Yeah, Erev Pesach Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. You Dalet Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. That's just the laws. When do you buy the? This way, everybody should look it up just to know. Leil Yud Gimel. You do the B'dika Thursday night. That's Friday night. Right, but Mavar Makol Lifnei Shabbos, Mishairin Mazen Shtei Sudas, which is Shnei Sudas, Letzer Shabbos. The Sudas Shlish is Mana Acha Mincha, Vaoz Eni Yochos Lo Matzah Velo Chametz, Elo Matzah Ashira. Right, but so you could the point of Shor Chivis for the 10th hour, meaning after 9 hours, which 6 or 9 hours comes out 3 o'clock. Right again. Nowadays it comes out different. They don't save in stock. Okay, so what you do for Shah Shuddis, and that's what the Sfaradim would do, which is also Shaila, because they don't wash matzah, except on Pesach. But eat matzah Shira. The Medinas Eilu, that's up to Ramah. She ain't noigin lachol matzah Shira, right? We'll see why. So you can't eat it for Shah Shuddis. And the Nayib Yehuda has big problems with that. Or some umrah of not eating matzah shir, you're going to be mevatel the whole thing. But that's the din. Illinois again, you kind of suda shlishes, you eat peiris or basa or dogim. We'll see other eitzes, but that's not again now. Okay? But that's what Rabbeinu Tam did.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.